EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels yesterday called upon Myanmar's military government to free opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and all other political prisoners to show it is serious about transition to civilian rule. Myanmar's generals made a surprise announcement last weekend that a referendum on a new yet unfinished constitution in May is to be followed by a general election in 2010. The generals last held elections in 1990, but ignored them when Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won by a landslide. The EU tightened sanctions last year after a bloody crackdown in September on peaceful pro-democracy protests led by Buddhist monks and warned today that sanctions would be toughened if there is no progress on human rights. The spokesperson for the EU's external relations is Christina Homan. She says that more needs to be done in the country.
The point is that we make our expectations clear to the Burmese authorities, what we expect from them to do. And it's also the UN Special Envoy, Ibrahim Gambari, who we hope will be able to visit Myanmar shortly to convey this message again, which is the message from the international community. And if you remember correctly, back in September, during the events in Burma, Myanmar, the international community spoke out very clearly to encourage Burma, Myanmar, and the authorities to embark on a path which would lead to movements towards development, towards democratic structures, reconciliation of society, participation of all ethnic and political groups in the political life of the country. And we have seen some steps. A lot more have to be taken, and this is why the EU foreign ministers reiterated their position today. And we hope that we can go down that road.